This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, here, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe right now. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, Felix and the bulk mail haulers taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And our suicide jockeys, Tom and the gang, heading hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as at Captain's America. That's Captain's with an S in the middle, America, all lowercase. And our website happens to be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of the show Military Matters. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and
justice,
for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got to stop and ask you a question here, because Russia is jumping up and down saying, oh, we destroyed one of those U.S.-supplied HIMARS rocket systems in Ukraine. Well, we don't know if they did or not. Ukraine's not saying anything.
Yeah, the first casualty of war, particularly in modern warfare, is the truth. And it's very hard to identify the truth. In information warfare, in a protracted war of attrition, which is what the Russian invasion of Ukraine has become, information warfare is paramount. That's what can potentially win or lose in the long haul. And so it's impossible to believe anything that comes out in Russian media. It's difficult. You have to trust but verify anything that comes out in Ukraine. And I've even read what are alleged firsthand reports in Russia and Ukraine. And even those, you have to check second and third order to determine whether you believe that to be the truth or not. This one, yeah, it's not verified at all. But, you know, for obvious reasons, Russia would benefit greatly in information warfare to be able to report that it destroyed any or captured any of the equipment that the United States has provided to Ukraine.
Yeah, and none of the reporting agencies, either Reuters or AP or anybody, can confirm this. Nobody.
Right.
Yep, so there you go. All right, well, I thought that you'd give me that answer, and you did, so, you know, we appreciate that. By the way, Ukraine, also has made its boldest claim yet of success on the battlefield. It sounds like as if they have a multi-front counter-offensive going on against Russian forces in the south. Now, we don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds like there's multi-areas where they're attacking the Russians.
Yeah, you know, a month or so ago, almost 2 months ago, there was a lot of head-scratching by military strategists, in other words, about Ukraine forecasting that it was going to launch offensives. And at that time, because that just goes against the grain, but mm-hmm. what else? Things that Russia and Ukraine has done against the grain. However, the more you look at it, there may be some means to what Ukraine is doing, because you look at what Russia is having to respond to this. They're not certain, despite their best attempts, like we talked about in information warfare, to say, yeah, they're on top of things, they're going to counter here and there. It's impossible for them to report what they're countering, because even here in the West, and with our Western intelligence, we're having a hard time picking up on what exactly is the nature and the pronged attack that Ukraine is doing. So the truth is, I don't know, and anybody that claims to know with certainty is lying.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had a suicide attack at the Russian embassy in Kabul, which killed two diplomats and a couple of their security people there. We don't know who is taking credit for this right now, but who would you want to guess it would be? ISIS?
Yeah, in all likelihood. You know, Afghanistan has never been kind to Russia historically. Look at the 80s. Of course, it was this last year, here on the year anniversary of our hasty withdrawal out of Afghanistan, Kabul, and the loss of 13 of our service members, mostly Marines, it indicated that. But, and it doesn't really matter. It's not friendly. Oh, no doubt it is, because, you know, look at who controls Afghanistan and has really since the outset of our withdrawal. And so, it doesn't matter. It's not a friendly place for anybody, despite the fact that Russia and Putin would like to play off and highlight global information warfare, how sad Afghanistan has been for the United States of America. It is not a friendly place for them or for, you know, the new player in the Middle East and in that part of the world, China.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more. And this is the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, well, the right after this is me telling you about Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, Moss Nissan is growing. Yes, they are. They have a dealership in Crystal River. They have their flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. And then they have the Nissan and the Acura dealerships side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. In the meantime, coming soon, up in Brooksville, they'll have the grand opening for the Moss Nissan store there. And you want to talk about something that's going to be gorgeous? That place is going to flat out be gorgeous. Unbelievable. Moss Nissan. It'll be on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. Come up the ramp, look over to the right. You're looking at the dealership. Come over to the first driveway, boom, pull in, and you're there. Very simple. Very simple, right along the edge of the exit ramp there. Now, all that being said, the reason that Moss Nissan is advertising on this program is because of the results they get, because not only do they get customers from the local area, they get them from all over Florida, all over the southeast, up the east coast, over into the Midwest, up into the upper Midwest to include Minnesota and Wisconsin, and Iowa, and Nebraska, and all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all military, all first responders, all church pastors, and all veterans get a great deal on the vehicle that they're looking at. That's something that I can guarantee you. You're gonna love. And of course, Moss Care, where you will get free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, trade-ins, clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage, upgrade your ride now. My vehicle has gone up $375 in the last 3 months, my vehicle. So if mine's gone up that much, I'll bet yours has gone up too, so it's worth more money than what you thought. I'll bet you it's worth more money than what you thought. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Yep, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. I get a lot of people asking me about your organization. So just for the heck of it to start with here, tell us about the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus.
I will. The Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus is the conscience of the Republican Party here in Manatee County. We're part of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida and the National Republican Liberty Caucus. We're not a charter affiliate of the Republican Party, but we are the conscience of it, and we stand for the primary principles of limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. Who couldn't sign on for that? I did.
Yep, and you're also a statewide and national organization.
That's right.
Now, and by the way, you have something coming up. It's the 24th, is that correct?
Yeah, September 24th, and ticket sales end this Saturday, so you go to Eventbrite, but it's the second annual Constitution Day breakfast. And this is a Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida that's being hosted by the Manatee Republican Liberty Caucus at the Bradenton Convention Center, conveniently located right near 75 and 301 as you come down that way, so it's not a problem. So the tickets are 75, but we got some great headline speakers. Our keynote speaker is Congressman Byron Donalds. We've got Representative Anthony Sabatini, Representative Tommy Gregory, and we have Willie Montague. And our master of ceremonies will be the state chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, Bob White. So it's a great time. You got till Saturday to get your tickets. So go to Eventbrite. It's been posted on Facebook out there, but second annual Constitution Day breakfast on Saturday, September 24th. Get your tickets now.
And you might see some people you recognize.
Oh, yeah. The captain will be there. And, of course, I'll be there. Of course, I'm hosting the event. But we're delighted to have. We've got some other solar groups that have already signed on to be there, not just from the Sun Coast, from across Florida, to include Florida's For America First, and Breathe Easy, some organizations I had heard of, but I'm delighted they've decided to promote their efforts at our breakfast. So you might learn something, both from the speakers and from the people that are there to inform those that are in attendance. So be one of them. Buy your tickets.
Now, a judge has granted the Trump folks a special master, something they wanted. It's a request to review documents from the FBI raid, and they have suspended the DOJ from their use of the seized materials, which, by the way, the DOJ had said they had already looked at them, even without telling anybody.
Yeah, I think this is big. It's not huge, because there's too much to be determined. But, you know, we're talking about information warfare in the actual warfare realm over in Ukraine, politics. And government involves information warfare. And so I think this is definitely a victory without a doubt. And the fact that it okayed that, and we don't know what will come of that, to what advantage that will provide President 45 and to the American people. But we do know the fact that they put essentially a stay on examining what was gained, I think that is as big as anything. And so this is a wait-and-see thing, as there's so much to do over the last couple of years. Wait and see.
Now, I'm going to bring up, and we might have to take this into the next. By the way, can you stick around for another segment?
Captain, I'll be delighted to do that.
Okay, good, because I want to talk about Adam Kinzinger. And it looks like as if Adam Kinzinger has finally bitten off more than he can chew, and he's got his hands stuck in a cookie jar. Because Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I think folks like you and me, we always suspected that. We knew it was a matter of time. Just kind of like one of the Biden administration spokespersons, they can't help themselves. Eventually, opening their mouth, inserting foot, will get you into trouble. Adam did.
Well, he fraudulently tried to accuse someone of something by setting up fake paperwork to do it, fresh off accusing of President Donald Trump and other Americans critical of federal government overreach of being un-American simply because they're opposed to the politically motivated DOJ-approved witch hunts against former presidents. Representative Adam Kinzinger now moved to his next target. And what he did was he took on X-Strategy's CEO, Alex Brusewicz, who is a private citizen who had the nerve to turn around and criticize Kinzinger on Twitter over his un-American accusation towards millions of Americans, calling him out for his double standards in the process. Now, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I don't either. And you look at that back and forth right there, it's pretty clear that Adam is on the losing side of this. The world has not gone well for him. I think he bargained... he made a devil's bargain thinking that throwing in with this business after January 6th was going to be a bonus for him. Look what it did up there in Wyoming. Look what it's done for him. He's put together a pack to try to fund what essentially are either Republicans that are not really Republicans or that are actually Democrats. They're not just anti-Trumpers. They're just folks that, you know, when they say that they're all about defending democracy, it just underscores the ignorance on the part of those that are part of this counter America First movement, who don't understand the American Constitution, who don't understand the way Americans are thinking and thought. They don't understand the America First movement in the least, or how American people think. And in the end, that doesn't play well, and it's not for Adam, not for Ms. Cheney, and it won't for others.
Well, we're going to be going to break here in just a second, but I'm going to say that on the other side of the break, we're going to tell you what it is that Adam Kinzinger did that could actually get him charged criminally for what he did, because he got caught doing it, which is even dumber. Right?
Yeah. I mean, we all wait to see. We want to see somebody on the left in the counter America First movement to actually face consequences for what they do. And you would hope that there'd be some consequences. Of course, suspect number one out of arena is Hunter Biden and his father.
Hold that thought.
We'll wait and see.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Saskatchewanians and Canadians will do what we always do in times of difficulty and anguish. We'll be there for each other.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to lunch today over at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30 on West Waters. Hope to see you there. Bye. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor I've been taking for well over 8 years, and I take it because it works. It's that simple. Now, if you've got, maybe you got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, some sort of pain from either an injury or muscle strains or aches or pains or whatever, I'm going to suggest to you right now that you try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. It's only $19.95. That's about a dollar a day. You take the little capsules that are there, take a pack to start out your morning with your breakfast. You should take it with food, and then away you go. Now, it works for me, and it's been working, and because it does, I would submit to you it might work for you, too, and save you a lot of grief. So, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And give it a try. See if it'll work for you. If it does, you'll be thanking me for it, because I've had a lot of people come up to me lately and tell me that they really appreciated me telling them about it on the radio. So there you go. All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's back with us. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right. Back to the story here. On Sunday, X-Strategy CEO Alex Brucewicz, a private citizen, had the nerve to criticize Kissinger on Twitter over his un-American accusation towards millions of Americans, calling him out for his double standards in the process. Now, he said, this is what Brucewicz wrote, He said, you praise Joe Biden for calling 75 million Americans enemies of the state, but you're angry that Trump criticized a corrupt and completely weaponized FBI and DOJ. Adam Kinzinger, you have issues, man. That's what was said. Now, true to form, Kinzinger, who has weaponized his membership on the January 6th Select House Committee in order to target his political opponents, did not respond to the accusation, probably because he knows it's true. Instead, he tried to change the subject by accusing Brusewich of committing fraud against the U.S. government. Now, here's what Kinzinger said, and I quote, Alex, did you pay back your PPP loan despite having no employees? And then in a follow-up tweet, Kinzinger says, I have the receipts. Go ahead.
And there you go.
Yeah, there you Captain. Go. There's more, but you go ahead and say what you want, and then I'll get to the rest of it.
Yeah, Captain, in my mind, you know, if this came like before a grand jury or a jury of Adam's peers, it'd be about a five-minute hearing. The two of them could lay out what they got, and pretty soon it says, okay, Adam, you're guilty. And then they would go straight to the sentencing phase of Adam Kinzinger on this. So we'll wait and see. It's pretty evident that he has overstepped. Well, he's been overstepping for close to 2 years now, but this point it's caught up with him. And you think you can just say what you want out there on Twitter or, and that you're protected because you're a member of Congress? No, you're not. There are some criminal things that apply to everybody.
Well, here's the problem with Kinzinger right now. The problem with Kinzinger's accusation, however, it's not true. That's item number one. It's not true. And both Brusewich and his attorney trotted out their own receipts to counter Kinzinger, complete with a cease and desist letter. Now, it gets worse for Kinzinger. Apparently, in the case of the cease and desist letter to Kinzinger, he noted on pages 2 and 3 how the purported Republican congressman deceptively edited, get this, deceptively edited information he found off the ProPublica website, information that, curiously enough, is no longer there, to cut off where the page indicated that X Strategies had two employees at the time of the PPP loan request. In other words, Kinzinger doctored the document. That is fraud.
Exactly. I'm not a lawyer, but it appears to me that the only thing that remains here is for them to demonstrate that what Adam Kinzinger did caused harm to the reputation or whatever. And
sure
that
did.
Should be an exactly. And so you, like I said, looks like a close and shut case. You have all the elements that would support a guilty verdict against Adam Kinzinger. And let's go to the sentencing phase right now.
Yeah, so Kinzinger better be very quiet. And all that this Brusewich is asking for is an apology from Kinzinger, an apology, and then just leave him alone. Stop talking about
him. Yeah, pride goes before a fall, and the egos of these folks, especially which have been built up in their fervor against President 45, they no ends. I mean, you've seen it time and time again, and I'm afraid I don't think he's going to have the reasonable thinking to issue an apology. I don't think his ego allowed him to do that. And, okay, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Now, we have a new prime minister in the United Kingdom. Her name is Liz Truss. Now, she won the Conservative leadership contest by some 20,000 votes. She's going to replace, and already has, by the way, Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Of course, he left because of the problems that he had with 50 government ministers resigning, saying that they'd lost confidence in him as a leader. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, you know, she's an interesting case. I didn't know that much about her until all this occurred, so I looked her up. She's got an interesting history. She had to overcome some missteps back when she was fought against Brexit, the Britain leaving the European Union. And her roots, when she grew up, to two far-left progressive parents, but she, all the evidence indicates she is a sincere, evolved, not evolved, someone was very rapidly to being a conservative. And I read one article this morning that compared what's going on now with her selection as prime minister to 1979 in Great Britain, and we know what happened in the 80s in Great Britain, of course, with President Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. That might be overstating the case, but and she has taken on, and she is a great fan of Margaret Thatcher, and she's become very Thatcheristic, if I could make up a term, in her pursuit of politics. And I think she has sincerely said that she messed up in her approach to Brexit. So we'll wait and see. I think she is going to be something that the United States, at least the current administration, is going to have to deal with because she's going to assert, I think, probably some leadership that is lacking from President Biden right now in many areas, to include the Middle East, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Russia, China. Maybe this is wishful thinking on my part, but she may be setting the example. It's unfortunate she can't find a partner like Ronald Reagan here in the United States, at least not yet. So hope springs eternal. I'm hopeful that this is a good evolution, that I'm not just having smoke blown up my hindquarters in what I have learned about her.
Now, Little Frenchie, the public relations White House person, came out and was talking about Joe Biden and all the jobs he's created and all that stuff. And she was talking about, well, last month they created 350,000. That was more than what they thought they were going to create. And, oh, by the way, while Joe Biden has been president, he's created 10,000 million jobs.
Well, you know, that's interesting. You know, they say you can't make this stuff up. Well, that was made up, wasn't it?
She said
it's
it.
It's amazing what comes out of folks' mouths.
She said it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Boy. Unbelievable.
Yeah, this is what a university education sometimes lends people in high positions of great trust and out there for the world to see. Not good. Not good. Embarrassing.
Yeah, let's see here. Eric is saying it's going to be almost as bad as Theresa May with this gal in charge over there as a prime minister. I don't know. Well, we'll give her a chance.
Yeah. Hope springs eternal. I'm hopeful. We'll see. Until I get proved otherwise, I usually want to give people the benefit of doubt. I even gave Biden the benefit of the doubt that what he campaigned on would hold true to, and of course, he proved to be a liar.
Yeah. Well, Colonel, I will see you on Friday at the American Legion Post for your ceremony, and looking forward to that, and then we'll see each other again probably Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a Captain Matt Bruce, America Third Watch weekend.
All right, you take care, my friend. All righty. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, I'll be right.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission.
Oh, well, it's time for Lunch with the Captain today. You bet it is, from 1130 to 130. West Waters is where we'll be. West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway. I think it's a third traffic light right on the corner there. You'll see Bam Bam, the big old deuce and a half, 5-ton out front, rather. With the big old American flag up in the air. So look forward to seeing you there, and we always have a great time with the people we have there. In the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, for you folks around the country, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And believe me when I tell you, folks, okay, if you need some parts or if you need some advice or something like that, you're listening to me in Timbuktu or wherever you're listening to me, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just find out what it is that you need to know. They'll probably have the parts you need to have, I'll tell you that much, and they'll probably be able to help you out whatever kind of problem you got. So, remember, Dominic's, Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, with all their blinds and shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, time for an Edwards Notebook. Here we go.
We, the people of the United States of America, fully understand the Biden administration, all Democrats and rhinos want destructive open borders. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Democrats, globalist rhinos, and your legions of illegal border crossers. Together, you continue to wreak havoc throughout our republic. Most of you illegal border crossers have ventured here, invited by the Biden administration and others, to help them to literally destroy this exceptional nation. We the people realize that you illegal border crossers are part of a means to an evil end, perpetuated against we the people who simply want to live free in a land where problems are solved with real solutions, where farmers can grow good and healthy food, and real clean energy such as natural gas, nuclear power, clean crude oil, etc. can be utilized to take care of our energy needs and be energy independent. Also, we know that Biden and most career politicians seek to bring you illegals here to help eradicate our Judeo-Christian and constitutionally limited heritage. In closing, we the people know that if God be for us, you and your wicked Democrat and rhino friends will toil for naught and succumb in utter peril. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, Ron Edwards is on the program Wednesdays, Saturdays, and you hear his Edwards Notebook three times a week other than that when he's on. So he's on every day, theoretically, or at least his Edwards Notebook is. But let me tell you a little bit about Ron. First of all, he went out and found a coffee, and it's called Constitutional Grounds. Now, I will tell you that I've got it in my tumbler right here right now, because I make it as iced coffee. So here I go. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. That is good coffee. Now, what I can't stand and what a lot of people have a problem with is coffee that's acidic. This is anything else but. And it tastes good. So, go over to the website, his website. It's called TheRonEdwards.com, TheRonEdwards.com. You'll see the display there for the Constitutional Grounds coffee, and you order it right off that website, TheRonEdwards.com. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. It's good coffee. Okay, what's going to happen today? Well, you know, who the heck knows? There is so much stuff going on here. You've practically got to think the unthinkable anymore. Because we don't know what's going to happen from the next straw they pull to the next bullet they fire, so to speak. Of course, this judge authorizing the use of a special master to review the documents taken from Mar-a-Lago in the FBI raid, taking the FBI out of this after they already said, oh, well, we already looked at the documents. We already saw them. We already got what we wanted. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Why don't you just tell everybody you violated the law? Wow. Unbelievable. And they're all getting away with it. And here's the other thing. We now know from the New York Post that a former FBI agent by the name of Timothy Tebolt allegedly interfered with an investigation into Hunter Biden and buried vital information regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. Where did he bury it? Don't know. Haven't found that out yet. But he suppressed a lot of damning revelations that we were hearing about that could have resulted in some different stuff here back during the last election, changed things greatly because it would have brought Daddy Poo into the mix, namely Joe, would have brought Daddy Poo into the mix in a much stronger way. Now, you probably heard that Biden's top climate advisor just resigned. Did you hear who replaced him? Did you hear who replaced her? Well, her. It was Gina McCarthy. Did you hear who replaced her? This is unbelievable. He's back! John Podesta.
Oh, my God. Longtime Democrat John Podesta, who served as President Bill Clinton's chief of staff, was a climate and energy provisions chairman over at the recent Democratic conference they had. He was a senior advisor to Barack Obama. He also was Clinton's 2016 worked on her campaign, Hillary Clinton. He managed the campaign in 2016. Unbelievable. All these people that were back in the day with Barack Obama and or in some cases Bill Clinton, they're all back. They're all back. Is that just coincidence, you think? No. No, 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 no. It's proof of the fact that this is part of the cabal that's running the show. It ain't Joe. It's not Joe. And don't think it is for a second. The only thing he's running is his mouth. But think the unthinkable, folks. Just when you think it can't happen, guess what? It's going to happen. Just when you think it can't happen, it's going to happen. All right, let me see here. All right, I'm going to get ready to go to the telephone line here. So, get ready, folks, because we got our treat of the day coming your way. Get ready, because here comes the one, the only, the infamous.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the conservative response to Dumbo's speech the other day, which, of course, nobody watched because he didn't win anything. Joe, you didn't win anything. You know, you better admit that you want to prove that you won something, go have a rally. Go have a rally and see how many people you get, okay? You won't get 50 people unless you bust them in, okay? And then January 6th, the idiot that was on Sebastian Gorka, that was a setup, dumbass. Okay, I've been to 10 Trump rallies, 9 or 10 Trump rallies, and there's a nice, there's 100,000 people there, and they're the nicest kind of, they're the police cleaner than when they got there. So don't give me that. Those were set up people that rushed it. They're guilty of trespassing. They didn't kill anybody. The cop killed somebody, but he didn't go to jail. Let me tell this special, is this special magistrate Clarence Thomas? Because if it's not, it's another Comey, Brennan, Clapper setup, okay? Plus, you had no right to go on personal property and take it. Go to George Bush's house and take his documents. Go to Obama's house and take his documents. Go to Clinton's house and take his and her documents from Hillary and Bill. Then come to me and tell me that you're fair. You're a disgrace. Joe, they hate you in Scranton. They hate you in Hershey. They hate you in Happy Valley. You suck in Philadelphia. You didn't win anything, and you're a disaster. Your policies suck in your environment.
Alrighty, that's Todd in Tampa. Computer cut him off. I'll be back tonight with more. Catch me this afternoon or this morning or whatever. 11:30 to 1:30, Mission Barbecue, West Waters. Have lunch for the captain. God bless America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.